Happy Tuesday, everybody. I am with Chase again on Zoom. I still don't have my new home studio set up. I'm back in Nashville, but a way for Chase and I to record together is on Zoom. But I think that my home studio is getting installed on Friday, possibly.
So yeah.
That'll be amazing. Cannot wait for that. But in typical Tuesday fashion, we'll start off with a quote. Oh, and Chase, you can say, hey, you're in Kansas.
Hey, guys.
Still quarantined out at the ranch, which is awesome. But I have a quote from Robert Brault, and it's one that is about gratitude, but I think is just really, really simple. And it says, enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things. So just
a good one.
Always a good quote to have in your back pocket. So Chase, do you want to start with the first email?
Yeah, this first one's from Camille. Oh my gosh, I just listened to your podcast with Cassie, and now I'm seeing all of this stuff about Wayfair being involved in child trafficking. This is also disgusting and overwhelming and right under our own noses. I'd love for this to be in the fifth thing. I know many of us use Wayfair, and we all have this on our minds now. Do you know anything about it?
So funny. So I literally just used Wayfair as well to order a indoor ping pong table for like our new house has this like TV room and there's a little extra space. And I was like, well, what are we going to put here? And then I thought, oh, it would be fun to get a ping pong table. And I found the cutest one on Wayfair. And after I bought it, all this stuff started coming out and I thought, oh my goodness, what can I not support Wayfair? And I first saw it because one of my friends reposted this conspiracy person on Instagram. And then I think part of our culture right now is we see it and we believe it. And I instantly was thinking, okay, can I return it? What do I need to do? I need to not support Wayfair. What do I, especially having Cassie, I just had her on the podcast on Thursday, which if you haven't heard last Thursday's episode, it was about human trafficking. And Cassie runs a nonprofit that works with survivors and victims. And then even the men or the people involved on the other side of trafficking, and I thought that was an important piece of the conversation. Is that they're putting in the work to help heal a lot of that side of things too, because if you don't get rid of that side, then there's always going to be the grooming and the people trying to find people to take advantage of. So very interesting conversation. I encourage you to go back and listen to it if you haven't. But Cassie is Chase's friend, and we reached out to her about this, and she just said, you know, to be honest, I don't think that this is true. It looks fishy. And the only thing that's really come out is a Reddit thread on the whole conspiracy theory section. And so people were posting things about these cabinets that were named after a girl's name. Like, I'm making this up, but it would just say, you know, Cassidy, the cabinet is $12,000. And it's like, why would this metal cabinet be $12,000? But I guess the conspiracy is that if you order that, maybe you get the cabinet with a girl inside of it. I don't know. It just is so messed up. But after, you know, even talking with Cassie and then just knowing the way that our world is, if you're really open to it, then yeah, messed up things like that actually could be true. I just feel like at this point, it's really jumping the gun to think that it's true. So I have gone forward with my ping pong purchase, my table. I kept it. I didn't cancel it. And, you know, I think it's just one of those rumors that's really unfortunate. I say that now. Let's just take any company in general that gets wrapped up in something that's completely fabricated. And we are so quick to react, and they're not innocent until proven guilty, per se, because the way social media works, everything just spreads like wildfire. And then next thing you know, people are stating it is fact when it's not. But, you know, Cassie did mention that you know, if something like this were to be true, it shows the power of people paying attention and knowing the realities of trafficking and trying to do something about it, because people's eyes were definitely open to the fact that this is possible, and people were angry and, you know, feeling really unsettled about it and reposting it and getting all emotionally involved. And so I think from that side of things, it's good to be passionate about something and to care, but then we also have to be careful with what we're perpetuating. Because if it is totally false, which we seem to think that it is, now I don't know what's going to come out in the next week, but that's my current stance. Then it's a real bummer, because they weren't doing anything wrong and they got dragged through the mud for it.
Yeah.
So that's a rough one. Okay, next question.
This next one is from Aaron. Where can we find your psychic cousin that does readings on the Bobby Bones Show?
Oh, yes. Okay. My cousin Amanda, she's come on the Bobby Bones Show a few times, and she's done pretty accurate readings on Bobby. I personally do not believe in psychics, but I don't mind supporting my cousin, like, because I think that she's awesome. And this is a gift that she says she got later in life. Sorry, it just kind of cut out for a second. That scared me. This was a gift that she got later in life. And yeah, if you are interested in finding her, her website is soulpathology.com. So soulpathology.com. And that's Amanda. And if you reach out to her, you can just say, yo, yo, got your info from Amy. Maybe she'll give you the cousin special or something. I don't know. Just kidding. Maybe not. Next email.
All right. This one comes from Kara. I have heard you, and I think others on the Bobby Bones Show, mention having a life therapist or counselor at some point in your life, or even currently. How did you find your therapist? Were you looking for something specific? Did you ask certain questions about what they offered?
I have a therapist right now, and I found her originally through eating disorder therapy. I wanted someone that was trained in that world and could really understand what I was going through and help me in an effective manner and not set me back. Because I think there are some therapists, if they're not properly trained in whatever it is that you're going through, then that's probably not the best thing. Now, she can help in all facets of my life, but it started with the disordered eating stuff and just really craving true healing from a lot of that. But our work has gone so much deeper and so much more in depth than just that category. There's other categories in my life that she's been a huge blessing. And so I would say, if you're seeking out something specific, I would research for that, like, specialty, you know, because she has that. She's an eating disorder specialist, or specializes in that as a therapist. She was on my Outweigh series. Her name's Catherine DeFada. She's at Three Chords Therapy on Instagram and has a podcast called You Need Therapy. She's someone that I highly recommend to check out. And she is in Nashville. So depending on where you live, you just gotta, I would ask friends, church groups, word of mouth. I don't know about asking your coworkers per se, but maybe if you're close to some of them. But I feel like knowing something about the person, not just Googling, is a little bit more effective. But hey, we've all been there. Like, I know that I've lived in new cities where I've been like, oh shoot, I don't even know where to go. So I just start looking stuff up. What, I don't know. What about you, Chase?
No, I mean, you know, it took me a while to get warmed up to the idea of therapy. And when I did, it was just going through the process of finding someone I felt comfortable with. And I think it's just like when you're talking with a doctor, you have to advocate for yourself and keep going through whatever you need to go through to find someone you feel confident in.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in going to the next person and doing that.
Yeah. Like, if you're not feeling it, you definitely have to move on to just be like, okay, this isn't the right vibe, and then go try to find the next person. And it may take you a handful of people till you find the right connection, or maybe you get lucky and you find the right person. But good luck with that. I highly recommend it. If you can afford that, or your insurance offers it, or you have access to it in some way, shape, or form, I think therapy is a beautiful thing.
Me too. All right, this next one is from Sterling. Super random. Hope you're having a great week, but just wanted to see if Stashira will be making any more bracelets. They sell out before I can get one every time, and they're so cute. Thanks for all that Shop Espoo and Shop Forward do. Take care.
Okay, well, as Chase and I were recording this, incidentally, I didn't even bring her in here, but my daughter Stashira. My daughter Stashira came in. Someone just asked if you were going to be making more bracelets. What's your answer to them?
Yes.
Okay. Have you started?
No, but I have started.
Your cards. Yeah, she has these little cards where she signs her name on each card that's attached to the bracelet. So she has started signing the cards, which there's probably about 100 of those. But you haven't, I said, well, that's great that you're getting ahead and signing these cards, but you have no bracelets to attach them to, because she just sold out of, she had about 120 that went up for sale, and they sold out in less than 2 minutes. So, and if you're listening and you don't know about her bracelets, they're really colorful little beads. And then they all say espoir, which means hope in Haitian Creole. And she gives a portion of the bracelets to the orphanage that she grew up in Haiti. And then a portion goes towards supplies, like buying more string and more beads and whatnot. And then she gets to keep a little cut for herself. So she's learning how to manage her own little business, which I think is great. You're an entrepreneur at 13, which is cool. Well, tell people thank you for buying the bracelets.
Thank you for buying the bracelet.
And when should we expect more? Like, how long is it going to take you to start making some?
Don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're a real laid-back business. I try not to have any child labor-like situations happening, because I know that a lot of you are eager for a bracelet, but I can't necessarily force her to make bracelets. So just has to be when she's feeling it. But maybe this weekend you can knock out at least a few. Maybe while you watch a movie.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll endorse her. I wore my bracelet all day today, and I took it off just to work out. So I still wear mine. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. And then also, she just informed me, hey, Mom, did you know that they might be removing TikTok from America? How do you feel about that?
Fine.
Oh, yeah, right. You're fine with it? You don't want any more TikTok?
I just downloaded the app. I just trashed the app right now.
Why'd you trash the app?
I don't know.
Because you heard that they're getting rid of it?
No, I was going to do that.
You were going to trash it anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I just heard that yesterday.
I love an informed 13-year-old. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the knowledge. But I guess TikTok isn't cool anymore. She already trashed the app. You heard it here.
Breaking news.
Okay, next question.
All right, this is our last one from Brooke. I will be going back to college soon, and I know that I will need to wear a mask pretty much everywhere around campus and everywhere I go. And I'm wondering where I can get a cute mask. I saw your post, something about cute mask, on your Instagram story, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, I was wearing a couple of different masks on Instagram when I was traveling, and all of them were from the Shop Forward. And they're super cute. So if you just go, Mary designed them all. They're not medical grade, but they do have the three layers of cotton. And I'm pretty sure she has them going towards PPE for COVID-19 stuff. So if you want to check them out, they're on her website, theshopforward.com/products/mask is the fastest way for you to find it. Because sometimes, like, going to the website, there's just so many different things up there, but that's how you'll find the masks, and they're super cute. The leopard one is my favorite, and then the denim, and then the pink tie-dye, and then the American flag, in that order. Like, those are my...
The denim was cool. I'd even wear the denim.
Yeah, the denim goes with everything, because it's like Mary said she wanted to make it like her favorite denim jacket that she can literally wear with everything. So, yeah. Okay. Well, y'all are awesome. Thank you for listening. We'll have a new Four Things episode up on Thursday, and hopefully, fingers crossed, my new studio up this weekend so I can start sounding normal again and not have this Zoom audio. Can you hear our dog crying?
I think a little bit.
Yeah, she's trying to get in because she knows Stashira and I are in the room and I have the door closed. Oh, we just let her in. Okay. Hey, Cora. Hey, Cora. Okay. All right. Well, good to see you, Chase. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope y'all have an amazing week.
Bye.
Stashira says bye too. Okay. Bye. Wait. Hold on. Before we go, radioamy.com is my website where I have my Amazon favorites list. I feel like I had a couple of emails, but I didn't include them because I don't want to always include an email that asks about where my product stuff are. I just thought I'd throw it in at the end. That it's radioamy.com for links to all kinds of things. Like, you'll see it there. Okay. That's all. We can officially leave now. Namaste.
Are you going swimming?
Yeah, I'll go swimming.
When?
Okay. I gotta get my swimsuit on.
We have a new house, Chase.
What?
A new house.
I know that. I can't wait to see it.
When are you coming over?
Hopefully soon.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm in Kansas.
He's with his parents. On their
I'm in a barn with a bunch of horses. I'll send your mom a picture of the horses. But I'm hoping if everyone stays well, I'm going to come that way in a few weeks just to come see y'all.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye for real.
Bye.
Bye.